Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Time to talk some NBA with Kurt Heelan of NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com. As we are just six games away from the Jazz wrapping up the regular season after a blowout victory against the Spurs last night. Big one against Denver coming up on Friday. To help break it down again, Kurt Heelan. Kurt, how are you?
Hey, Kurt.
I'm doing good, guys. How you been?
We're doing well. What's Greg Popovich trying to do in San Antonio? I mean, is it like, hey, no, we're going to keep the mid-range game alive and well here in the NBA? Like, I'm trying to figure out what they're doing because last night, I couldn't wrap my brain around what they're doing there in San Antonio.
The guys they have healthy, let me put it that way, are, you know, DeRozan and some of these guys are just mid-range guys. LaMarcus Aldridge was that way. They've looked modern and good when healthy. Like, Derek White's now out for the season. When they've had that, like in the bubble last year, they weren't going anywhere, but they ran out a young group with Lonnie Walker and all these young guys, and they just ran. They're like, hey, wait, there's something there. And they tried to do that at points this season, but they just, like everybody else, they haven't been able to keep anybody on the floor consistently. And so, yeah, it's, you know, it's some 90s throwback basketball in a way that's just not going to work.
Who will coach their final game first, Bill Belichick or Greg Popovich?
I don't know how much longer Belichick's going to coach, so I'm not going to – but I will say Popovich can coach, obviously, as long as Popovich wants to coach. But the buzz has been he might not come – he wanted to coach this Olympics coming up, which obviously got pushed back a year. He might coach next year. He might coach one, you know, like one more season. But there's a real sense that that's it. Like he's just – this is a team that's put off, by the way. They've kept DeMar DeRozan. They've made some moves. They haven't gone all in on the rebuild because they just don't want to do that to Popovich. Like, they don't want to just blow this thing up. But that just leaves them hanging in this – where they are now, where they're just – you know, they're not a very good team. And even if he's coaching them well, they're not going to go very far. So – my sense is if he doesn't hang it up after the Olympics or it's maybe one more year, but, you know, I think people have been saying that for like 4 years. So
it's Becky Hammon's job when he steps down, correct?
It's a good question. I there would be a long line of Spursian coaches willing to come back. And by the way, his long, long time assistant, Mike Budenholzer, might be available. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Kurt Heelan joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Now, granted, they haven't been playing the who's who of the NBA, but it does feel like the Jazz have figured out at least how to put a Band-Aid on playing without Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell as of late.
Yeah, I think it helps to have a few easy wins on the schedule, right, and relatively so. And so, yeah, it helps. I think that you're right. The offense has been good enough. The defense is back there. And, you know, you get a night like last night where, hey, Jordan Clarkson's back. You know, you need those kind of nights to make a run. By the way, you guys have been talking up Joe Ingles now for a few weeks to me. And, like, Ballot came in this week, and I started doing my 2 weeks of sleepless nights getting the NBA Ballot ready and started looking at sixth man. I'm like, you got a really good point, by the way. Ingles is really in the mix. I'm not sure where I'm going to go with that one yet.
Now, will enough voters stop? I mean, Scotty and I only get the best on, and that's you. And so we don't have an opportunity to ask everybody that. Do you think enough voters will look at that?
I got a feeling he's going to do pretty well. I got a feeling Clarkson's going to win it. And by the way, deservedly. I don't want to like, oh, he's been awful. I can't be – he helped a lot. And there is – Joe Ingles does some shot creation, but a lot of what he does is with his shooting and with his floor spacing and stuff. There is something to be said for real value in a guy who can just create for himself and occasionally for others, and that can come on off the bench and just not just get you buckets, but create those buckets kind of, I don't want to say out of thin air, but not need a system and an offense to necessarily do it. That was always the Lou Williams appeal, the Jamal Crawford appeal, and Clarkson brings that, and there's real value to that. So it's not like he's winning it for nothing, but my guess talking to other voters is that a lot of people just think he's walking away with this thing.
Yeah. And how? What do you think the ramp up time is needed when you've got Conley and Mitchell who've been with the team and and they're still with the team, and there are practices and everything like that. But still, after an extended amount of time, I mean, Donovan's probably going to be out 4 weeks. Conley's going to be out 2 to 3. Is there a ramp-up time needed for those guys to get back into a groove and the chemistry back with the rest of the team, or should it be pretty seamless?
I don't want to say seamless. It might take a game or two. There's just rust that's got to come off. But I don't think in terms of team chemistry it takes very long. It's more about just getting look, you guys know this from playing sports and playing football or playing whatever. I don't really care how much you ride the exercise bike and how much you sprint up and down the court. There is no game like conditioning like, you know, for game conditioning. So it's going to take a little bit, but I think the chemistry part comes back pretty quickly because, like you said, they've kind of been there all season. The system is in place. Everybody knows how this works now. So I think that part of it comes back quickly. It's just a matter of getting their legs under them. They also get, by the way, as you know, since they are not going to be in the play-in, I don't think you can sleep on how big an advantage, like the 5 days off, give or take, you know, while the play-in games go on before the playoffs start. That is a huge advantage to just get other guys rested, but also run some practices, work on some conditioning stuff. Like, that's a big advantage.
What did the Hawks do in the second half of that game against the Suns, and can the Jazz do that?
Hope the Suns don't show up and Chris Paul's ice cold. I watched part of that and I was like, hey, Atlanta is playing for something. I mean, they are in that. They want to host. They may be 4-5 with the Knicks and they would like to host games. But that just struck me as every team has a couple of these this season where you just, and we didn't show up. We just were flushing this one. Whether it was the road trip or whatever's been going on, they just mentally did not seem to have it. And Chris Paul, like I said, he was was not helping anybody making the Chris Paul should be MVP cause out last night.
This Jazz Denver game is obviously a big one coming up on Friday. And, you know, after the Murray injury, Denver just still refuses to lose. What's your thoughts on the Nuggets on this recent stretch?
I think Jokic is pretty good.
Yeah,
like I think that's part of it. Like he has solidified his MVP case with the way he's played since the injury and the fact that they've won. But the other part of that is that they knew who they were. They've actually got some other playmakers, and Michael Porter Jr. has stepped up. I mean, we joked when it first happened, like, well, Michael Porter Jr. is not turning down the extra shots. He shouldn't, though. Like, this aggressive Michael Porter Jr. is ultimately, if Denver's going to contend, They're not getting that third star by bringing in a free agent, right? Like, they're probably going to do it through Michael Porter Jr. developing into an all-star level player to go with Murray and Jokic. And that's still a young team. And I think that he is more and more looked like that guy. And that confidence really carries over. Well, fortunately for them, it carries over to next season because unfortunately for them, you know, they're going to be without Murray for most, if not all, of next season as well.
Aaron Gordon's been an up and down addition. In the postseason, does he help you more than he hurts you?
He helps, and I think he'll help in that he's a veteran, but also he helps in certain matchups defensively. He's still a big body in a Western Conference where you could end up facing LeBron James or Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Not that he's going to lock them down. He's not a lockdown defender, but he is a pretty good defender, and they're just 6'9" guys with his strength and athleticism there are not many of those. And so he just brings them a defensive presence that is really helpful if you're going to get out of the West. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to beat the Lakers and Clippers. And part of it is that their wings are matchup nightmares.
Kurt Helan right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone from NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com. So a good friend of ours, he used to write for the Salt Lake Tribune, now with The Athletic and in Los Angeles, Bill Oram, tweeted out. He's the best. And Bill wrote a tweet about the current state of the Lakers and said that this season is heading towards an unmitigated disaster for the Los Angeles Lakers. That might be a bit extreme, but overall, what's the panic level in Los Angeles?
Overreaction from Laker fans? I've never heard of such a thing.
I know, right?
By their standards, this is, you know, the idea that they could, look, if they first off, them falling to the seventh seed is very legitimate. You know, LeBron is not playing in two big games. You know, they play the Clippers tonight. I'm going to that one. But then they play back-to-back against Portland in what's a really big game for that, you know, 5-6-7 seed group. They drop both of those, which is distinctly possible. And they fall, you know, they start slipping back. And they've got a lot of, even if LeBron comes back, they have a lot of back-to-backs left. And you just, I don't really, you're not playing LeBron in a back-to-back at this point. You need him in the playoffs. So they fall to seven. They probably get out of it. They probably win this as the seventh seed. But suddenly, they're going to have to go through, you know, maybe Utah, but probably Phoenix, who's a pretty good team. They can beat them. Well, let's not sleep on Phoenix. Like, that's a, they've won a lot of games for a reason. This is, you know, then they've got Chris Paul. This is a good team. Then they're going to have to play Clippers, Denver. Then they're going to have to play Utah. Like, the path through is brutal. And I don't know that they're up for that. I don't know that the depth is up for that. I don't know that they just haven't made this. There's not going to be a really easy path through the West, but they've made this a real gauntlet, and I don't know that they're up for it physically. And if the Lakers got bounced in the first round, that even the second round, I think in Los Angeles, that would be seen as an unmitigated disaster.
Have you heard any of the rumblings in some of the national pundits out there saying that there needs to be an asterisk next to this championship in this given year? And do you subscribe to that?
I hate asterisks. No, I wouldn't put one on the bubble either. Like, is it different? Like the bubble last year, was it different? Yeah, were the challenges different than they will be this year, than they will be in every year? Yes. And this year is kind of the same, but I am not it's different, but that doesn't make it any easier. It is still going to be incredibly hard to win a championship. Health is just being able to stay healthy. Well, a little bit luck is also just, I mean, Michael Jordan doesn't win six championships if he and Scottie Pippen don't stay healthy. Like, you don't – that actually factors into everything every year. So I'm not a fan of the concept of the asterisk. It's a different year, and it's going to take maybe a different challenge. But at the end of the day, you're still going to have to be mentally tough. You're still going to have to hit big shots. You're still going to have to adjust on the fly and be able to, you know, defend in multiple ways and all this other stuff that you have to do to win a championship. And that's not changing.
We talked about the Lakers for a moment, and LeBron, it seems like the closer some teams get to the play-in game, the more they don't like it for some reason. But, you know, LeBron says somebody needs to be fired over this. If the Lakers are in the play-in game and somehow the Lakers lose and don't make the playoffs, is that something that could persuade Adam Silver to not go with this going forward?
First off, there would be like wailing and gnashing of teeth at the league office and the broadcast partners if LeBron isn't in the playoffs.
Exactly.
There would be a lot of fans. There would be certain segments of the basketball fandom that would love it, but I would also tell you, it'd hurt ratings. Like,
yeah.
Casual fans are not like LeBron. LeBron is arguably, I'm up there with Messi. Like, I try to think of a more identifiable athlete worldwide. Usain Bolt was in that class. Like, there's certain people who are just kind of in this level of, you know, with a Q rating or whatever. LeBron is that, and he brings in fans. So it would be pretty devastating. I don't know that they're going to change it, though, because at the end of the day, I just don't think – I think that they like the fact – what exactly what LeBron and before that Cuban and Doncic were complaining about, right? You've got to play for something now. You don't get to coast into – like the Lakers otherwise could really coast into playoffs because they wouldn't fall out of the top eight. They just need to win. You know, they'd be fine. That's – now you can't coast. These games have genuine meaning and weight, which is what we want. As fans, we want these regular season games to have some meaning. And so, yeah, you can't rest everybody, and you're going to have to play a little harder late in the season. I think that's good.
I agree with that. Well, hey, we appreciate it as always, Kurt. Thanks for your time, man, and look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Kurt.
Hey, take care, guys.
It's Kurt Helin, NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. All right, we are live here at My Hearing Center. Call right now, 801-438-7058, and you will get a free hearing evaluation. And we've talked about this a lot, Matt, but, I mean, you bring your spouse, someone you talk to a lot that knows – that you can, you know, identify with their voice and come in and get that evaluation and see where you're at. Get some information.
We really prefer, we need your loved one to come in. We use their voice in the testing. We don't just do the kind of typical beep test, you know, and play a couple tones and put you in hearing aids. We've actually have a battery of tests, and one of those includes using your spouse or your loved one to check to see how you're hearing their voice in specific situations. This is one of the fun things that we get to do in the office. Is not only can we do that, but after there's two other things we can do after that. We can take the spouse, now that we have the hearing loss, and show the spouse exactly what their family members hearing or not hearing.
Yeah.
So we can actually adjust it, make them not be able to hear things specifically. And then on the flip side, once we know your hearing loss, we can put hearing aids on you. We can send you around the corner or your loved one around the corner and have them ask you questions, simple questions. You know, what'd you have for breakfast? Well, you know, what are you doing today?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we can show people right in the office that this can have an immediate impact on those intimate conversations. All you need to do is just try it for 30 days.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. And so we're going to invite everybody that can, call right now, schedule a free evaluation, try the hearing aids risk-free, this new Signia AX hearing aids, best ever hearing aids, risk-free for 30 days. If you're one of the first 30, and I think we're about halfway through that list, but one of the first next 15, let's call it, and you're able to sign up for a free hearing evaluation in any of our offices, we'll put you into a drawing for a free set of these hearing aids.
And the other thing, too, I mean, look, you got a 30-day risk-free trial, so you can take them out for a test drive for 30 days. And if you like them, if you don't like them, you still get a gift card to the Home Depot, too, when it's all said and done.
Yeah, either way, just for giving us a chance to work with you, giving us an opportunity to show you what we can do, we're going to give you that gift card to Home Depot.
And this is for all offices, too.
This is everywhere.
And I want people to understand that there is an office close to you wherever you are. 20-something, isn't there?
Yeah, 20 offices here in Utah. We've actually extended a little bit. Now we have some offices in Wyoming, we're Evanston and Rock Springs. We got some offices up into Idaho. We're now into Idaho Falls.
So if somebody hears us in Evanston, they can give us a call, go to Evanston. Eligible.
We'll put you in the drawing. We'll get you the free evaluation and the trial.
We'll throw in some free fireworks.
If they can bring me some free fireworks, that would be fantastic. I'd take that.
801-438-7058. That's 801-438-7058. The other stuff you get in Evanston, we don't need that. The fireworks, let's go.
Bring that.
801-438-7058. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show. The Big Show with Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Different athletes have wanted parts of the franchise before.
Didn't you get 15 points in your semi-pro hockey team? Didn't you get 15% of that club?
No, I didn't. No. But I was, I don't want to get into
it. What was the name of the goalie you had on that team there, Gordon?
Well, for a couple of years, it was Bill Puxley. But, you know, then we've parted ways. I haven't really kept up with him.
Bill Puxley. Man, he could really stop that puck.
Not to be confused with the right winger, John Ice Nettington.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
360!
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Ninety-seven-five, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Hope you're having a tremendous Thursday. This week's gone by pretty quick.
It's gone by really quick. It's been a fun one and getting so close to NBA playoffs and inching closer to a little bit of football season that's coming up. Excited about NFL. Just the NFL topics are rich. I think as rich and plentiful as we've had in years. Especially with this most recent draft and Zach Wilson going and what's going on right now with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady's return. And the storylines just go on and on and on. So excited about that. I mean, Scotty, the world of sports is really good right now.
Life is good.
Life is really good.
It feels like everybody had all this pent up, you know, just the sports world was on pause for so long last year, and now everybody's like, all right, all this stuff has to hit right now.
Everything's going. Bees are opening.
Yeah.
You know, we had Steve Klauke on, the voice of the Bees, and he was talking about opening day, and it's just a great day.
And in case you're just joining us, Spencer, Governor Cox had a press conference earlier today outlining a bunch of things, but today's case total is 390-something, which Thursday is always kind of a higher day in terms of new cases for COVID-19. This is the lowest Thursday total count of cases since June 11th of last year. First time we've been under 400 since June 11th of last year.
It's a lot of weeks.
A lot of months.
It's a lot of Thursdays.
Yeah.
So a really big number. Congratulations to everybody. And I love that we're continuing to heal from all this.
Yeah. And just, you know what, keep doing what you're doing. And let's put this thing in the rearview mirror. I talked to somebody yesterday that is in the ticket selling business in for a local university. And they said, we're planning on full steam ahead, full stadiums coming fall. And said every other school is planning on doing the same as well. Can't wait, whether you're going to Lavelle Edwards Stadium or Rice-Eccles or Maverick or whatever the case is, and walk into those stadiums and they're just jam-packed.
You'll never feel the same way about it again.
I don't think so. Honestly, yep. I don't know, maybe if, you know, several years from now you'll kind of forget about what this has been like, but it's going to take a long time for someone to take the stadium experience for granted.
Someday when we're looking back at that year where there were zero people in the stadiums or in the stands or in the arenas, it's going to be a really memorable thing to look back on.
You know, you'll probably, you know, 10, 15 years from now, you'll be looking at old LeBron James highlights or Donovan Mitchell highlights, and you're like, wow, what was going on when there was nobody at those games?
That's
like,
crazy.
How was there nobody watching? Is that a was that a practice? What was that?
Hey, man, I did get out to one rodeo in July. I went out and watched our guy Johnny Lightfoot on stage just shred it up. It was strange. It was different, huh, Johnny? I mean, the stands were decently full.
Oh, let's be honest. It was packed.
No, it wasn't packed. They were being safe. I did have to go to, like, Panguitch to find
it. You crowd surfed. Be honest.
Oh, man.
Murphy's out there just let's go.
Yeah, Charlie Jenkins.
Or Jenkins. Sorry, I got the old Chappelle skit mixed up.
Charlie Murphy.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was that was one very nice break from everything that was going on, for sure.
All right, time to get to it. It's Sports Roulette. Take some of the big storylines we've not had a chance to get to. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
It feels like the Olympics are on life support.
It does a little bit. So there's this petition that's been circling around different countries and circling around Japan. Japan right now is trying to fight against certain parts of bringing the Olympics in. Obviously, there's going to be two entities that are fighting against each other. One entity that understands the economic ramifications of canceling it. The other that feels like you're bringing infection rates into Tokyo, but they've got this petition that's going, Scotty, and it's got thousands and thousands, and it's of signatures, and it's gaining momentum. Well, Pfizer got a hold of this, and Tokyo's been now working with Pfizer, and Pfizer has stepped forward, and it says that it is pledging to donate thousands of doses of COVID vaccine to inoculate Olympic athletes in the hopes to save the games that are currently looking as though they may be called off. It says the pharmaceutical company, along with its German partner, announced Thursday its plan to get the vaccine to all athletes participating in the 2020 Olympics and in the Paralympics. It says vaccinations would begin ASAP, and they're hoping that just the presence of the vaccination for these athletes and athletes' parents and making it readily available for anybody involved with the Olympics could potentially save it.
What do you think happens?
I think we have an Olympics.
I do too.
Yeah, I think we have an Olympics. And there's going to be protesters and there's going to be people that feel like it's creating more death and destruction. And, you know, I think where we're in, where we're at right now with vaccinations and the availability and what this means to Tokyo and them canceling it in the time frame that they did cancel it, I don't think Tokyo can cancel it again. I don't think it's an option.
I don't either. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a success. And I think it, overall it's going to be a it's going to go well.
I do too. I mean, why not think that way? I am not this doomsday thinker. I tend to think optimistically, and more often than not, it's the optimistic way that, that occurs. So I do believe the Olympics is going to go about and go about smoothly.
Well, it just look, you got to have, there's people that have taken chances and have been rewarded for it. Dana White was the first to take a chance, and he got rewarded for it. I think his sport is more popular because there were people that wanted it to be successful that didn't really care about MMA, and he drew people in that desperately wanted to see sports of any kind, and I think that's worked out well for him.
Drew people in and drew people back.
Yes. Yep.
I had lost interest, and I'm back, you know, pretty intrigued by the UFC again. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Drew new people, new viewers in, and drew a lot of people back. I think that the Olympics, they need to continue on.
I agree. All right, Lloyd, spin it.
A possible matchup for Ocho Cinco.
Matt Barnes.
No, oh, jeez.
You interested?
No.
They're approaching Matt Barnes, or they have approached or have questioned Matt Barnes.
The only way this interests me, if it's like Bruce the Bear. Is he still with us?
You mean Bart?
Or Bart, yeah.
Bart's not with us.
Okay, whatever the next Bart is.
Tank is the next Bart. Tank's passed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think Tank's passed. I think the trainer passed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he get?
No, he didn't get eaten. I think he's okay. Just the forces of time got him.
Okay. Father Time.
Well, I mean, he was 65 probably when I was in college. Yeah, he's got to, yeah.
All right, well, whatever Bart they're using for movies these days, throw him in the ring with Ocho Cinco. Then I'll watch. But Matt Barnes definitely doesn't.
Muzzled or not muzzled?
Not muzzled. Come on. How much do you want that money, Ocho?
Cloud or D-Cloud?
Cloud.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh.
That will be a brutal battle. I would watch it. Ocho Cinco. More like Ocho Crapo.
Got him.
Don't say got him. He's sick. Got him. Oh, I don't like Ocho Cinco.
And I don't like Matt Barnes either. It's like, no, I'm not interested in any of that.
And you don't want
to? Like, part of me is now not willing to buy this thing because the Mayweather, you know, is it Logan Paul?
It's the Paul guy, yeah.
Yeah, whatever, well, whichever one it is. Part of me doesn't want, because I don't want any of my money to go to Ocho Cinco or Matt Barnes or whatever jabroni they throw in there.
I agree. What if they did the tape and dipped it in glue and did the glass?
Ooh, like Bloodsport?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're talking.
Now you're in?
Yeah, now I'm in.
All right. I don't think they'll do that.
Really? What if they? You don't think so, huh?
What if they threw tacks into the ring?
Yeah. Or one of them could take some powder and blind the other guy by throwing it at him. Yeah, I'm down for all of that.
Back to Bloodsport.
You ever watch that old, like, what was that movie, the Charlie Sheen knockoff? Was it Hot Shots? Where he dips his hand in caramel and then goes to sprinkles.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, one more. Lloyd, spin it.
Innocent until proven guilty.
I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I thought this is really interesting. This is a this is an interesting test of, I guess, the judicial system and, yeah, and how we should handle it. So we talked about Felix Verdejo, the boxer that is now implicated in killing the woman that was pregnant,
yeah,
with his child. Well, listen to this, Scotty. There is now a witness that has come forward that said that they were an accomplice and helped Verdejo kill the woman in Puerto Rico, saying that the boxer abducted her, punched her, injected her with foreign substance, and ultimately threw her off a bridge with a heavy block tied to her. This is somebody that's come forward and said, I was there. I was an accomplice. I helped. Probably trying to get out of, you know, whatever major copping a plea deal. Well, the promoter that is responsible for Vadeo's contract is saying that he's not canceling it. The promoter is Bob Arum with Top Rank Boxing. And I told you, Felix Vadeo is a fantastic boxer. He's like 23-2 or something. He's got a ridiculous record, and he's a fantastic boxer. Here's the quote from the promoter. A man, no matter how bad it looks, is innocent until proven guilty, and we will not release him from the contract and terminate our relationship with him unless or until he's convicted.
Well, I mean, it's like the NFL.
NFL takes a different approach.
NFL takes a much different approach.
They take him off the field.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, we'll investigate, and we'd rather not have you on the field until we, in most cases. In an extreme case like this, NBA, NFL, they're off the field. They're off the court, right?
This guy needs this dude to make money. I mean, plain and simple.
But also, you know, when you and I were growing up, the term a man, no matter how bad it looks, is innocent until proven guilty definitely rang in my ears as a young man. Now, you get older and you deal with some situations where you're actually guilty and you're having to prove yourself innocent. That happens in life. But
I think it's look, every business has an opportunity to run it however they want. And he's right. You know, the guy's not in jail. The guy's free to do what he wants. And if there's a company out there that's allowing him to do his job in the midst of an investigation and a criminal trial. I mean, remember, you know, Kobe Bryant still played basketball games while he was in the middle of a rape trial back in 2004. So, I mean, he'd play a game,
Would he have done that today?
I don't know. I that's a good question. I'm not sure.
It feels like everything's changed.
It does. So, I don't know, but I would, if I'm the commissioner, if I'm the coach, if I'm the team, I'm the team owner, they're not playing. After what I'm reading right now about this and what the accomplice said, he's not playing for me. He's not out on the field for me. I will say he will be suspended and while the investigation and the trial goes forward. And then if he wants to sue me afterwards, if he's not guilty, then fine, we'll deal with that down the line. But I don't want a guy like that as of right now representing me. Just don't.
This promoter's standing by it, Scotty. He is digging his heels in.
Because he needs to make money. Does he have a fight coming up?
Not that I know of. He just has a contract.
Yeah. All right, 1250, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Come back. Remember, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, if you missed Joe Ingles this morning, we'll replay a section of that with Joe Ingles with DJ and PK. It's all right here on The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Ryan Abraham, USCFootball.com, joining us. Utah visits on October 9th. BYU visits on November 27th. Is there any juice for those games?
Less so for the BYU game. I mean, they were pretty upset to lose that game going on the road. But, I mean, the Utah one, USC fans circle it all the time. I think if they played BYU more, you'd get a little bit more of that. There'll be some kind of revenge factor or whatever. But I think USC fans know that if you're going to win the South, it's got to go through Utah. And, you know, winning the division for 2 years in a row, I think that got a lot of Trojan fans' attention. So I think the Utah one is the one they always look forward to because they know it's really important as far as trying to win the Pac-12.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5/1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Remember, registration is now open for Skyhawk Sports Academy Summer Camps. Join them for action-packed, fun-filled summer of youth sports. Let's see. You can choose between soccer, flag football, fueled by USA Football, golf, baseball, cheerleading, multi-sports camps, mini-hawk camps, and more. Find out more information and register today at skyhawks.com. So, hey, I saw your tweet. Where's Mackey heading off to?
It's a huge national level tournament in Denver. It's called the Denver Crossroads Tournament. And her little team won the right to get into this tournament, and because they had that championship run, whatever, last weekend. So they put them all in a bus and ship them to Denver. So she's headed out there to play in this big tournament. I'm nervous for her.
The missus going?
No. No. Amanda's coaching the older girl, Ashlyn's team. And we just had their end-of-season banquet last night. They finished good at Nationals in Ohio. She had her Nationals tournament in, was it Cleveland, Ohio, I think.
Oh, wow.
And they did all right, but now she's off to college.
Yeah, Coach and I, sorry, we had to clarify a few things on some issues that we were dealing with, and so we called you and apologized for pulling you out of that banquet last night.
Well, I saw your call come in. I'm like, oh, no, sorry. I saw Coach Lacombs come in. I'm like, dang, I'd like to pick that up. I'm sitting there, and then yours came in like 2 minutes later. I'm like, oh, geez, I better pick that up, but I better try calling Coach back before I pick up Scotty's, because I think Scotty's with Coach, and I don't want Coach to be like, okay, so he answered yours but not mine.
Yeah.
So then but
when has that ever stopped you?
Just didn't want Coach to be it, because I don't want to upset Coach.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Don't want to disappoint him.
By the way, he's a blast to hang out with.
Yeah. You learn a lot when you're sitting there watching basketball with him.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. He just gives you a couple different tips
we
and
only
things
had,
to look for.
We only had one really awkward moment, and that was it involved you. But we were talking about bands, and we were talking about, you know, what we liked, and he's a big music guy. And I'm like, you know, the only thing, like, look, I will take a bullet for hands, and we are a lot alike, and we've got a lot of same interests. But, boy, he's a fan of, like, the worst band in history. And I'm like, I can't believe somebody of his stature listens to Depeche Mode. And the coach looks at me, he's like, I like Depeche Mode. I'm like, oh, yeah, me too.
I like it too. I'm glad he likes Depeche Mode, because I'm a big Depeche Mode fan. And a pretty broad span. Like, I like their early stuff. I like their later stuff. I like a lot of things that they've done. I can't believe you don't like them. Johnny, in the scheme of music, turn your mic up there, will you, buddy? Depeche Mode, where do they fit? You like Depeche Mode?
No way Johnny likes Depeche Mode.
I like their hit.
Their hit?
No, they've got a lot of hits, man. They got a lot of hits.
What's their hit? I ran so far away.
Don't say that and then
wake me up before you go.
You guys are being ridiculous. Enjoy the Silence is fantastic. And what is that? The
name another one.
Judgment Seat.
Maybe.
I think it's Judgment Seat.
Personal Jesus.
Yeah.
I almost said My Own Private Idaho, but
Heaven was another one of theirs.
Blister in the Sun.
Depeche Mode's a great band. They're not my favorite. I do like their hit, and I leave that because I only really like one or two songs. But they're not my go-to.
The whole Violator album is really good, though. It's really good. You got to admit that.
I don't have to admit that.
Oh, whatever. Top to bottom. Glad to hear Coach likes him.
Coach likes him, and so I had to backtrack a little bit. Kind of like when you brought in the or when we had the national parks and they were talking about how much they like Coldplay. I'm like, oh, awkward.
After you trashed Coldplay for about 6 years consecutively. Then you're like, oh, yeah. They're like, we draw a lot of our style and take from Coldplay. And you're like, oh.
Well, that's not true because you guys don't suck.
Because I do like your music.
All right, we're live here at My Hearing Center, 801-438-7058. That's 801-438-7058. I want to talk a little bit about the support. So you get hearing aids, and you think, okay, well, that's it. I'll pop them in every day, and that's it, and you're going to boot me out the door, and I'll never hear from you again until 5-6 years from now. That's not the case. The amount of constant support and service and all of that is ongoing.
That's right. I mean, you could be streaming your hearing aids, or sorry, streaming your music from your phone to your hearing aids, listening to your Depeche Mode, and realizing, hey, maybe it doesn't sound as good as it used to.
Well, that's just Depeche Mode.
No, that is not just Depeche Mode, man.
Or Coldplay, or whomever it is, and you're streaming it, and you can't hear it as well as you used to. And so give us a call right there. Or actually, we've got this AI audiology assistant right there on your phone. Go to that. Say, I'm having a hard time hearing my music. It'll make automatic adjustments to your hearing aids. You can hear your music better right on the fly. And then it sends us a notification, and then we can set up an appointment to do some fine-tuning. We also make sure we want people to come in on a pretty regular basis, every 3 to 4 months. I know that seems like a lot, but the reality is when you're coming here, we're going to clean your hearing aids. We're going to make sure they still work. Annually, we're going to retest you. And by the way, that annual test, if you buy hearing aids from us, totally free.
No kidding.
Don't charge for those annual tests.
That's great.
We redo the annual test, and then we just update the hearing aid, right? We want to make sure the hearing aid is going to last 10, 15 years for you, not just a couple years. Your hearing changes, we've got to get a new hearing aid. All right, we're going to make that last a long time. We're going to do that by the cleanings, by the adjustments, and we're also going to do that by the warranties. We make sure that we give you extended warranties as well.
These things could last that long.
They're an electronic, right? And they're an electronic that is placed in a point of your body that collects a lot of moisture. Ear canals collect a lot of moisture. So, Hans, you go buy a car, you never change the oil, you never rotate the tires, up the fluids. Car's not going to last that long.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with the hearing aids. You can take the hearing aid, and if you abuse it, don't really come in for those cleanings, the service meetings. You know what? It's probably not going to last that long. But if you follow our regimen, we're going to make sure those hearing aids last a long time.
We just want you to call, and we're going to put these on you for 30 days. You get to try these brand new hearing aids out, and I'm talking no pressure, free of charge for 30 days. And I just want people to try these.
Yeah,
I want people to see the significant change and advancement in technology of these hearing aids.
You know, and what we really need from these people, call us right now. We need you to give us some feedback. This is a brand new technology. We haven't had the chance to fit it on anybody except for ourselves. And so we need some real patients to come in. Let us know how they sound. If you've had hearing aids before or you currently have hearing aids, love to get the feedback on the difference. If you've never tried them or been waiting for the technology to be good enough to help you out, this is the time to come in. So give us a call, 801-438-7058. Sign up for a free hearing evaluation.
Free hearing evaluation. The first 30 people to do so will be in a running for a free set of the Signia AX hearing aids, which are the top of the line, latest, greatest technology. You got to call 801-438-7058 right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.